So you ready? Even though.
Even though.
It feels like.
It feels like.
I've been losing stuff.
I've been losing stuff.
My entire life.
My entire life.
Lost the quietness.
Lost the quietness.
Security.
Security.
Of my mother's body.
Of my mother's body.
Lost the ability.
Lost the ability.
To get all the attention I needed.
To get all the attention I needed.
Just crying.
Just crying.
Lost everything.
Lost everything.
Each new step.
Each new step.
Meant I gave up something.
Meant I gave up something.
I've lost so many things.
I've lost so many things.
Friendships.
Friendships.
Pets.
Pets.
Ideas.
Ideas.
Dreams.
Dreams.
Goals.
Goals.
Personality traits.
Personality traits.
I've lost so many things.
I've lost so many things.
Things that I liked.
Things that,
things that I didn't like.
Things that I didn't like.
Sometimes I lost stuff.
Sometimes I lost stuff.
That I didn't even know meant anything. Till it was gone. And usually.
And usually.
Most of my losses.
Most of my losses.
Have been with a good change.
Have been with a good change.
So I never even addressed.
So I never even addressed.
The loss.
The loss.
Graduation.
Graduation.
I lost every familiar habit.
I lost every familiar habit.
Every familiar routine.
Every familiar routine.
Marriage.
Marriage.
I lost being single.
I lost being single.
An individual.
An individual.
A lifestyle.
A lifestyle.
An identity.
An identity.
That was all I knew at the time.
That was all I knew at the time.
Parenthood.
Parenthood.
I lost the part of me.
I lost the part of me.
That would... could feel,
that it could feel
responsible only,
responsible only
for my life.
For my life.
I've lost so many things.
I've lost so many things.
Celebrating something else.
Celebrating something else.
I've lost so many things.
I've lost so many things.
And this body,
and this body
is programmed.
Is programmed.
Designed.
Designed.
To feel,
to feel
fear of death.
Fear of death.
And it makes sense.
And it makes sense.
So long ago.
So long ago.
I needed to fit in.
To fit in.
I needed security.
I needed security.
To survive.
To survive.
This human species.
This human species.
Was very dependent.
Was very dependent.
On a small clan.
On a small
clan. On certain people.
On certain people.
Certain habits.
Certain habits.
Cultural,
cultural
rituals
and rules,
so that we could survive,
so that we could survive
as a species.
As a species.
And I learned well.
And I learned well.
In so many cells.
In so many cells.
That I shouldn't fit, stand out.
That I shouldn't stand out.
Be different.
Be different.
Move too far from the norm.
Move too far from the norm.
And here we are today.
And here we are today.
In a very different world.
In a very different world.
And none of it looks the same.
And none of it looks the same.
None of it looks the same.
None of it looks the same.
Our family dynamics.
Our family dynamics.
Are not the same.
Are not the same.
I'm no longer dependent.
I'm no longer dependent.
On the family I was born into.
On the family I was born into.
I'm no longer dependent.
I'm no longer dependent.
On one small clan of people.
On one small clan of people.
For my survival.
For my survival.
And yet.
And yet.
This cellular memory.
This cellular memory.
This DNA programming.
This DNA programming.
Screams fear.
Screams fear.
Not safe.
Not safe.
When I reach for something new.
When I reach for something new.
When I let go of something old.
When I let go of something old.
Even if it's hurting me.
Even if it's hurting me.
It's so hard to let go.
It's so hard to let go.
Even when it hurts me.
Even when it hurts me.
Oh, I'll stay a long time.
I'll stay a long time.
Put up with a lot.
Put up with a lot.
Never occurs to me.
Never occurs to me.
To just say no thank you.
Just say no thank you.
My body says.
My body says.
Don't be rejected.
Don't be rejected.
Don't reject them.
Don't reject them.
You won't survive.
You won't survive.
And it's not true today.
And it's not true today.
It's not true today.
It's not true today.
This funny new way of being.
This funny new way of being.
Where I'm really connected.
Where I'm really connected.
To everyone.
To everyone.
Through the internet.
Through the internet.
Through information.
Through information.
Through the media.
Through the media.
Through movies.
Through the movies.
I'm connected.
I'm connected.
To more cultures.
To more cultures.
More stories.
More stories.
Than was ever possible before.
Than was ever possible before.
And I'm less dependent.
I'm less dependent.
On any one group of people.
On any one group of people.
Than ever before.
Than ever before.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If my DNA could catch up.
If my DNA could catch up.
If my cellular memory could catch up.
If I could catch up.
If I could catch up.
To where I am today.
To where I am today.
The truth is.
The truth is.
It's not about need.
It's not about need.
It's not about holding on.
It's not about holding on.
It's about waking up.
It's about waking up. It's about finding.
It's about finding
how to be.
How to be
that bridge.
That bridge.
A spirit.
As spirit
and physical,
and physical
in a world of contrast,
in a world of contrast
without the fear,
without the fear.
And I'm not sure I can do it,
and I'm not sure I can do it,
because every cell in my body,
body
screams panic,
screams panic
at any hint of rejection,
any hint of criticism,
any hint of scarcity,
even when I only imagine it.
I can dread things,
I can dread things.
That didn't even happen.
I can worry.
When it doesn't even exist.
Every cell in my body.
Knows fear of death.
Fear of death.
Of a ritual.
A habit.
A believed thought.
An old belief.
That may not even have been mine.
It's true.
I'm scared of what they're going to do.
I'm scared of what they're not
going to
do.
I'm scared of what they're going to say.
And it just ticks me off.
What they don't say.
This body.
Always screaming.
No!
You need more than this.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I could lighten up,
be fully present,
and release
the old patterns
of attachment.
Because one thing I know for sure,
I don't usually get what I want.
Packaged just the way I want it.
I get a lot of good things,
and they usually surprise me.
In the synchronistic events,
and the wonderful way
they're created.
The things I imagine,
the packages I get attached to,
I know more disappointment there
than success.
So wouldn't it be lovely
if I could ask,
if I could create,
if I could allow
healing
of every cell in my body,
programmed for fear.
Fear of death.
Fear of change.
I'm seeking healing.
Not just for me.
But for all of us.
Of all cell receptors.
Programmed.
With fear of death.
Any death.
Death of ego.
Death of security.
Death associated
with any change.
I'm afraid.
My body's afraid.
Even when in my mind,
I know what I want to say.
I know what I want to do.
I definitely know what I want to feel.
And I can't find the connection.
I want to love and accept me.
Anyway,
and I want to create
and allow
healing
of all the neural pathways in my brain
that are deeply entrenched
in fear.
Fear of what's going to happen,
what isn't going to happen,
when it's not even a reality yet.
I'm so good at fear.
I'm so good at fear.
I want to love and support these human bodies.
And be open to the possibility
that I can honor
all the old programs of fear,
bless them,
see how they've served us,
and let it go now.
And let it go now.
Okay, big deep breath.